a pleasant good morning to you. We're going to talk money, always an interesting topic. And our monthly visit with Aaron McCollum from the Marine Credit Union is here. He's the community lead. And you brought a special guest today. Who'd you bring with you?
Yes, I brought my amazing teammate, Ms. Vanessa Reyes, our mortgage specialist here at our Racine Financial Empowerment Center.
So you're the person people come to. I love this house. It's my favorite house. I need $20 million for this mansion. Can you please give it to me for like a 4% interest rate?
I don't know about the 4% interest rate, but yes, I'm the person you want to talk to get your dream house.
Please, I can only afford 4%. I need this $200 million home.
$200 million. Wow.
Hey, they sell them. You ever been to California and Bel Air and all those? They're like $30, $40 million homes out there. Even in Miami Beach, some of those homes out there, those mansions for the drug dealers, they're like $40 million homes.
Wow. Opening doors to homeownership right there.
Drug dealers? Okay, so before we start on the mortgage stuff, any big community projects coming up that we need to know about that you guys are involved in?
Oh, yeah, we're always active in the community.
Let's talk about some of those.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy how we're already halfway through July. It's like, where did summer go? If you want to mark your calendars next week at our good old friends of Racine Public Library, we're doing a family financial education workshop for adults and for kiddos in collaboration with the city of Racine. So from 1:30 to 2:30, Monday through Thursday, we will be there at the Racine Public Library. No registration, come as you are and have a great time learning with your family. As well as, it's hard to believe, just a couple weeks from August, we're on August 4th that we're doing a community night out with the Mount Pleasant Cop House. So if you're looking for a fun, free time out with your family, come out and say hi. That is from 3 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 4th. A lot more, too. August 1st, if you're a pet fan, if you want to walk your dog in a fun community event, the Wisconsin Humane Society is having a pet walk, and that is at Pets Park in Kenosha, just down the road. From 9 to 12, there's going to be a fun pet walk, good conversation, good times. Come out and see us.
Can I bring my pet, a crocodile, with me? He'll be on a leash.
That'd be quite unique. I've never seen a pet crocodile.
I'll have him on a leash, I promise.
Little muzzle. There's people who are brave enough to bring their cats. So, I mean, cats are welcome, too, if you're about that. But, yeah, staying busy, staying community-focused, and it's been really great. Through our conversation last month, we had a library workshop just a couple weeks ago, and a couple of your awesome listeners attended the a library workshop because they heard our conversation. So
you mean radio works?
Radio does work.
I never knew that.
It does.
Okay.
It does. So if you're like me, you want to get your calendars full on August 12th, just a couple weeks from now, from 4 to 6, we will be having another fun, free library workshop. And this one's tying it back to school. So whether you're getting ready as a parent to get your kids back to school, or if you're a student getting ready to go back to school, we have some great resources and content for you, and that is from 4 to 6 on August 12th.
Let's talk about mortgages here. I'll tell you a quick story. My dad, when he got out of the Navy and during World War II, married my mom, and they had an apartment in the Bronx. That's where I was, you know, that's where I was, in the Bronx with my brother. And he said, I got to get a house. We're going to get a house. Didn't have a dime to his name, but we're going to get a house. So he found this house in a town called Massapequa on Long Island, which Long Island wasn't really built up yet. There's still some farmland out there, but this was a brand new community, Massapequa. And he said, I got to get this home. So he found a home, brand new, just built. And it was $14,500 now. This was 1955, so that was a lot of money. So we spoke to the realtor, and the realtor said, well, I need something to hold it. And he was a vet. And this is at the end of World War II. They were bending over a little more for vets. I need $10. My father didn't have it. I had to go back to Brooklyn to his brother. Give me $10. Went back, put $10 down, got a 30-year mortgage. And my father said at the end of 30 years, he went to the mailbox, kissed the last mortgage payment, and put it in. And he said he thought he would have a heart attack at the end. It finally paid off, and I'm not going to get a chance to enjoy it. But that was my father's dream, to own a home and get a mortgage. And again, he was a vet, the end of World War II, so they were a little more lenient toward vets then. And he got the house for 30 years. Now, what did I tell you that house was? I said it was going for, it went for $14,500. It's now listed for $675,000.
I believe you.
Wow. I just saw it recently. My mother sold it for $225,000. The next people sold it for $400,000 and kept going up and up and up. And it's not a big house. It's a ranch style home. But it's in Massapequa, New York. So anyway, my point is, get a home. You know, your dream could come true. Make sure you can afford it. And that's where you come in.
Yes.
You tell them if they can actually. Some people can't afford it.
Absolutely. Some people, I think it's lack of education. They think that they need 20% down or that they need a certain credit score. The great thing about Marine Credit Union is that we help when other banks say no. So that's where our unique lending comes in handy. We take care of people that have had a bad situation happen to them. You know, for example, divorce. A lot of people going through a divorce, sometimes their credit, you know, gets messed up. One spouse and doesn't pay or the other spouse, and it can get messy. If you, Marine Credit Union takes pride in listening to your story, not just looking at a credit score and saying you don't qualify. So I have saved deals. I did one closing last week where the other lender was like, no, I can't do it. You know, you don't make enough money, but they weren't looking at that she was part-time and in school last year, and now she's full-time and not in school because she graduated. So they are like, we have to take the average of the 2 years. But she, in reality, makes full-time now, and she's been doing that since January. So Marine Credit Union was able to help her.
Yeah, and again, not everybody can afford a mortgage for a home. But most people can. And I know it looks sometimes, oh, I can't afford that. Well, it's your job to tell them how to afford it.
Yes, I also think that. And I also think everybody is generally paying a mortgage. Maybe it's just not theirs. You know, when you're renting,
right, you're paying someone else's mortgage. A lot of people are.
Yeah. And with rent prices right now, I think it doesn't hurt to try and get started on the path. What do I need to do?
Okay, a lot of mortgages, too. You have to pay mortgage insurance, PMI.
Yes.
Why don't you explain what that is and why you don't charge it, right?
We do not have PMI on any of our loan programs.
It's called private mortgage insurance. Yes. Why don't you explain what that is?
Private mortgage insurance is basically insurance on the loan. So it's insurance. It's the lender insurance. It's not homeowner's insurance. And I think a lot of people think, well, I have homeowner's insurance. It's included in my loan. Homeowner's insurance, hazard insurance is, you know, insurance on the collateral, and private mortgage insurance is insurance on the loan, on the money. We do not have PMI on any of our programs, regardless if you put 5, 10, 15, doesn't matter, percentage down, we do not have PMI.
We're talking to our guest, Aaron McCollum, community lead for Marine Credit Union, and Vanessa Reyes, a mortgage specialist. Thank you for bringing her in this morning.
Yeah, thanks.
It's nice talking to you, but it's nice talking to Vanessa as well. And you're the mortgage specialist, so all day long, you got calculators, you got numbers, you got people coming in. I want to buy a home.
Yes.
And they would say, can I afford the home? And you say, let's see.
Absolutely. We start with, you know, pulling credit and looking at their financials. And if they don't qualify, I definitely put them on a plan on how they can get to qualifying or what they need to do to get to the point where they can buy their dream home.
What's one of the biggest misconceptions about getting a mortgage?
A lot of people always say, oh, I don't have a down payment. I need 20% down. I only have, you know, $2,000 saved. And in reality, there's so many resources out there. We actually work with Down Payment Plus, which is a lower income, income-based, I should say, not lower income, income-based grant for $10,000. So if you come in and start the process, you may qualify for that $10,000 to help with the down payment closing costs. Realtors have gotten really crafty with how they draft their offer to purchases. You can get seller credits. You don't need 20% down. So I think that's the biggest misconception.
That's something I always heard. You need at least 20% down to buy a home, and that then the rest you can finance.
Yeah.
You don't need that, huh?
No.
Huh. I was taken to the cleaners one night. Of course, I bought my home years and years ago. You know what the most exciting part is? That last payment. you make when you finish your mortgage. You put that last payment in there, give it, put it in the mail slot, and that's the end of it. Although today, you probably just hit a keystroke on your cell phone and sent it. But yeah, that's a good feeling. My father was that was a good. I own a home. He never thought in his entire life he would ever own a home. And by the way, I was wrong about his home. I said it was 600 some odd thousand. $747,000 is what it's going for now. And he bought it for $14,500. So that's an investment.
Definitely an investment.
Okay. But not all investments pay off, but people want to buy investment property. Same thing for mortgages if they're not going to live there.
We actually allow investment properties, 1 to 4 units with 15% down, where a lot of other institutions do not. They require 20% down. We will do the mortgage for 15% down for investment. Now, if you're going to buy a duplex and live in one of the units, it's 10% down because it's owner-occupied.
Right. Yeah. Now, what about vacant land?
Vacant land is also 10% down only.
Okay. How'd you get into this business?
Funny story. So I wanted to be an attorney, but then it turned out that I started working for a PMI company, MGIC, and I started seeing all the foreclosures. And I was like, you know what? I want to be on the other side. I don't want to, you know, look at these foreclosure stories. I want to let people have the ability to buy a dream home. So I started working for another bank and as a mortgage lead trainee. And then I just fell in love with my job. The fact that I can help someone get into a home, someone that's been told no, or someone that's really doesn't believe that they can do it. And I put them on the path, and getting to closing is the amazing feeling.
So you had a choice between letting murderers go free or helping people get homes. And you went for the helping people. You ever see the movie, The Big Short?
No, I did not.
You ever see it, Aaron?
Based on a true story, right?
Yeah. Oh, did you see it, though?
I did not see it.
Oh, you guys, how could you not see it?
I heard of it.
How could you not see it? It's based on a guy. He was a doctor, and he predicted the big housing crash back in the 80s. He predicted that was going to happen where, you know, people were just getting money that they couldn't pay, and everything collapsed in the housing market. And he predicted that. And this was when, I think it was the 80s or 90s, Goldman Sachs. That's when they went out of business to do this whole big thing. Was it Goldman Sachs that went out of business? I think, I'm pretty sure it was them.
I was born in 94, so you're talking to the wrong guy.
Anyway, and this guy predicted it was all going to happen, and nobody would believe him. And boom, it happened. And a lot of big stars in there. Brad Pitt's in it. The guy who played Batman, I can't think of his name off it. But a lot of big stars are in this movie, and you got to watch it. We watched it twice in the theater. And we watched it a couple of times on DVD, The Big Short. It's all about your business.
I'll have to watch it tonight.
The Big Short. And it is a true story, though. Everybody, okay. The characters are real. And the last thing on the screen is the doctor who predicted all this was going to happen. They said he's no longer in the real estate business. He's in the water business. And we watched it in the theater. We heard people saying, what's with water? Should we invest in water? If this guy knows. And sure enough, water is, we're getting to the part now where it's, you know, you got to invest in clean water. I mean, it's, so this guy's brilliant. The guy who played Batman, I can't think of his
Christian
name.
Christian Bale.
That you knew.
That I know.
That you had no problem remembering. Wow. So you got to watch this movie, people, The Big Short. And they in the movie, they're investigating this adult dancer. She has 5 properties she just bought. And they say to her, and this is the guy from The Office, the guy who played Michael in The Office. And he says, how can she possibly afford this? We know what she makes. Who's giving her these loans for these 5 homes? And of course, she couldn't afford it. And then, boom, she has to lose all of them. The home, everything crashes on the same day when all these loans are being called in. And they made new regulations based on that day. But well, you can't, you know, you got to see this movie. It's your business.
Definitely will watch it tonight.
You're going to go back to letting murderers go free.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, all right.
Go ahead. You.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think, you know, that's what makes Marine different is the fact that we lead with our compassion. We're leading with commitment, courage, and collaboration. And we want to find ways to say yes for individuals, but we wouldn't want to set any individual or family up for failure. We understand that. What happened, my situation today may not be where I'm at 5-10 years from now or even next year. And we work when life happens with our members, with our community members to put them on the best path to ownership, whether that's home ownership or ownership, however they see fit, is that we're on the mission to advance lives from a place of financial need to a life of ownership and giving back to our community.
And you want people to pay off their mortgage. You want the money. I mean, you're in business and you don't want to see them fail because you won't get your money. I mean, you want to see the money come in. So you make sure that people can afford what they can afford and get them a home. Yeah. It's like It's a Wonderful Life. Remember when James Stewart got his home and It's a Wonderful Life? Remember that he got his first home? Actually, he would work for the bank, and they got people their first homes, and they would bring them bread and everything. And these are people that can never afford homes. And the big wig in town, Mr. Potter, didn't want people to buy their own homes. But you're like the James Stewart of the business. And, you know, just by knowing you, the only person I know who works in the finance industry, you sound like a straight shooter to me, Aaron. Appreciate I mean, I never had any problem talking to you, and you sound like you're an honest guy. And absolutely, that's what people, you know, you deal with money, and people want to know their money's safe and everything. That's good. Just real, we won't mention any names, but we were talking before we went on the air, these and people know the payday loans. I was shocked to figure out that there are people who charge 100% and more on a quick loan. 300%. That means if you want $1,000, you got to pay back $4,000. Unbelievable. And I guess they prey on desperate people.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford $1,000, how are you going to afford $4,000?
Go ahead.
I think it's lack of education, where there's so many resources that you can do, and people, desperation, and people think today, and they're not thinking tomorrow. They're thinking what's going to help us get out of our situation right now. And places like that make it very easy, where if they did a little bit more research, they could see that their own bank or their own credit union can help. I know Marine Credit Union, the thing I love about them, and I absolutely love my job and working for Marine Credit Union, is they really do take pride in helping. They will find a way. They will. I feel like I've never, since I've been here, told someone, no, it's maybe not right now, but let me put you on a path to help you get to where you need to be. Talk to this person, talk to that person. I can refer you to Aaron, or I can refer you to another coworker that may help your situation, so you don't have to be in a desperate position to go to one of those loans.
Okay, you got a young couple. They want to buy a home, just got a baby, and they say, well, we need a home. They walk into your place, Marine Credit Union. What's the first thing you say to them?
It's great to meet you. let me know. I always want to know their backstory.
And you go to the baby, could you?
Yes.
Okay. After all that, then what do you tell them?
I kind of always want to hear their story. Like, you know, what type of home do you want to buy? Like, where what are your goals? You know, because that all matters. You know, if they're like, we only want to live in this house, you know, 3 years, and then, or we want a duplex because, you know, my wife doesn't work and we want the extra income to help us pay off the mortgage. And it's, I like to talk to them and get to know the person. Then we start the application and we basically take hurdle by hurdle and like, okay, if you qualify for this much. Okay, I have a problem coming up with down payment. Okay, did you know that most 401ks allow you to withdraw without penalty for your house? A lot of people don't know that. Do you have a 401k? No, I don't. Okay, I'm going to have you talk to a financial advisor. I'm going to have you. So I kind of educate them financial planning, and not just you're qualified or you don't qualify. A lot of institutions be like, you're denied, and they don't even tell you why. They send you a letter and those letters say credit history. Like, okay, but what am I credit? I will tell you, like, it's this. And set you up where you feel, okay, in 6 months, I got this. Or maybe you qualify instantly. And now I introduce you to many realtors here. This person can help you. This person can help you. I give you, and you just start shopping. I mean, every situation is different. Every person that walks through my door is different.
My first house I bought, funny you should mention it, that's how I got my down payment out of my 401k. I yanked $30,000 out of it, and I bought it, and that was, you know, years and years ago, my first house. But yeah, I forgot about that. You could just take
many
it.
Many people
out. Right,
are
and there's
aware.
No penalty for doing that if you're buying a house with it. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. There's so much more. You know, if you're thinking of buying a house, and it's your first house, and you're nervous, you know, people get nervous, you know, because it's a big thing. You know, you're buying a home. It's your biggest purchase you're ever going to make in your life.
Even applying is nervous. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody just gets nervous when they're getting their credit pulled because it's comes with, I feel like they think some type of judgment, but there's no judgment at Marine Credit Union.
I've got to ask. I'm not going to ignore the situation. It's the elephant in the room. Aaron grew a mustache, but not just a little Charles Boyer, little tiny one. Charles Boyer, talking about dating myself. Why'd you grow the mustache?
Oh,
I mean, it looks good on you. I don't
appreciate this.
Yeah.
You didn't think
I was going to ignore
a curveball here. Yes. So funny story. Over the weekend, my kids and I watched the new Mario movie, and I had a beard, a full facial hair for like the past 3 months. And it was so hot that I'm like, I just need to shave this off, start fresh. And as I'm shaving, my daughter goes, "Hey, Dad, you need to get a Mario mustache." And so I'm like, I'll see what I can do. And so this is what I came up with. Yeah, had it for like 4 days now, and I'm tempted to shave it off every day. But just because you mentioned on the air, on the radio, I got to keep it for a couple days.
The fact you did it for your daughter is amazing.
Yeah.
We like to have fun.
You know, one of those Dudley Whipshade ones with a twisty little thing.
Well, Raleigh Fingers mustache.
Yeah, Raleigh Fingers. Remember, of course, we're dating ourselves again. Raleigh Fingers had that little twisty thing at the end of his mustache. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Aaron McCullum, community lead for Marine Credit Union. And Vanessa Reyes, a mortgage specialist for Marine Credit Union. You're not intimidating. I wouldn't mind. Yeah, you're not.
One of the best in the biz here.
You think of that guy Potter from It's a Wonderful Life. He's intimidating. Not you.
No.
You're very friendly. And thank you for coming in.
No, thank you for inviting us.
And hopefully we help a lot of people who are looking to buy a home for the first time that are scared to death.
I will also be attending the August 4th event at the Cap House. If anyone's interested and just wants to ask questions, I will be there.
Okay. That's good. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
You do look good with that, by the way.
Appreciate that.